9. Pretty, pretty, please. Mom, Dad, can I talk to you? I asked, walking into their home office after dinner. Dad took off his glasses and placed them on top of his head, next to the pair that was already there. Sure, Sophie, what's up? Mom looked up from her laptop screen. If it's about Camille acting out earlier, I had a talk with her and you should expect an apology in the morning. She fell fast asleep. The poor girl exhausted herself. Well, I was thinking, I said, leaning against Mom's desk. Addie had a point the other day. Maybe I've been studying too hard and that's why I haven't really made many friends. My parents exchanged confused glances. I guessed they'd never heard Sophie admit to studying too much, or to any imperfections. I know that's not something I say every day, I added, but I should have been in Addie's corner. She's really upset that she can't sing in the talent show, and it's because of me. Mom reached across her desk to touch my hand. Addie isn't missing the talent show because of you. She didn't tell us about failing her math quiz, and she refused to apologize to you. Her behavior wasn't right. Exactly, Dad said. And I have to say, Mom went on, she hasn't seemed very diligent about studying for her makeup quiz. And she doesn't seem that upset, Dad chimed in. From the living room, we could hear Cam as me happily stomping around as she watched a cartoon musical on TV. I'd forgotten about the math quiz. How was Cam as me going to pass it? Ugh, I had to focus on one thing at a time. Talent show first. Addie regrets her decision and has apologized to me for the things she said that night. And now she's, grief dancing to a cartoon, I added hastily. I want her to have a second chance. Can she be in the talent show? It would make her happy, and that would make me happy. And I can even help her study for the math quiz, I finished. Was that too much? My parents were looking at me a little strangely. Maybe I should quit while I was ahead. Sophie wasn't one to beg or linger on a topic. I'll let you think on this, I told my parents. I'll head out to walk Fufu. Be back soon. I left the office before they had the chance to ask any more questions. I grabbed the braided dog leash hanging on the lime green hook near our front door. Fufu, come here, girl, I called out. Fufu ran to me and licked my hand. She wasn't usually that affectionate with Sophie. It was as if she had a sense I was really Addie. Pets are magical in that way. I hooked Fufu's leash to her collar, and we stepped outside into the cool evening. Fufu led me to her favorite tree, the one with slender branches extending like dainty fingers, plucking a cloud from the sky. It was in front of our house, so I was glad we didn't have to walk far. I was eager to go back inside and see if my parents had come to a decision about the talent show. "Hi there," said a voice from behind the tree. I gave a start. It was the blonde woman. She came roller skating clumsily onto the sidewalk. I froze, but Fufu's tail began to wag excitedly. Some guard dog. The woman wobbled over to pet Fufu, but I tugged the leash and backed away before she could get at her. "What do you want?" I asked her. "How do you know where I live?" She tried to roll back to the tree, but landed her knees on the patch of grass. "I really thought these skates would work," she muttered. She used the tree's support to get back on her feet. Wheels. "I can track wherever the bracelet is," she said, between labored breaths. She was tracking me? I looked for a microchip in the bracelet beads, but there wasn't one, as far as I could tell. "I don't know what's happening or how you're finding me, but you need to stay away," I shouted, yanking on Fufu's leash. I ran back to my front door and into my house and locked the door behind me. "Sophie?" Mom said, making me jump. She just walked into the front hall. "Yes," I answered, surprised to hear my voice sounded so steady. "We've been thinking about what you said, and you're right. We told Addie she could participate in the talent show if she wants to." "Yes! Thank you!" I called out. I ran into the living room where Kamazmi was playing a game on my tablet. I gently pulled the tablet from her hands and sent a text to Leah and Sloane. Me. My voice is better. I can perform on Friday. Sloane. Yes! Leah. Practice tomorrow at lunch? Me. Thumbs up. I handed the tablet back to Kamazmi and beamed. You're going to be in the talent show, I exclaimed. I know, Kamazmi said. Mommy told me. And I'm going to dress up as a rooster to sing cock-a-doodle. No, I interrupted, waving my hands. You're not doing the rooster. I need to teach you the lyrics to Wild Ride so you can rehearse with Leah and Sloane tomorrow, okay? High five. Kamazmi grinned and slapped my palm. Let's do this. As I pulled up the lyrics on my tablet, I smiled. And I tried to forget about the scary blonde woman who wanted the bracelet.